Val David, a village in the heart of the Laurentians in Quebec, in Canada, and this is probably the largest, most diversified, from a natural point of view, vacation destination on the continent, if not in the world. Val David is a beautiful village where people matter. It is a village that is artistic in all senses of the word. I've just had a wonderful lunch, gourmet lunch, and I'm talking to Monsieur Claude Proulx, who is, he calls himself an amateur historian, but in French, amateur means someone who loves what they do, someone who has passion. The Laurentians, or en français, the Laurentides, is an area of 22,000 square kilometers of nature and great beauty and history, amazing history. It is also a village. Mr. Poole, could you tell me what is at the heart of the village of the Laurentides? What is au fond, village des Laurentides? What is essential?
When you live in this village, you are building up something, some kind of a desire, a wish. You are expecting to do something. This place gives you the anxiety of doing something special that you have never done in your life. This is why some years ago, when we got here with the family from the big town in Montreal, we developed the idea of doing something special. It took me some 20 years before I really was convinced that I should do something about the history of this village.
And what is the story of the Laurentians? This is one of the most unique areas geologically in North America. How does this landscape influence human culture here?
You are surrounded by humanities. You are surrounded by mountains, rocks, trees, valleys, lakes, waters, which helps to build up something mysterious. This is what makes bring people to build up their humanities in this particular village.
Is that why we need to learn the lessons of nature? Is that why we have to integrate into nature? Why we have to remember that we have become a monde urbanisé, an urbanized world, and get back to something essential?
When you go out from these big cities, you learn that you belong to the nature. You don't have to integrate to nature. You belong to the nature as much as the nature belongs to you. So you are made of nature. This is why it is kind of easy but mysterious to find out that when you're in already since you were born, since the day you were born.
Now, why is it so important to understand the history of a region like this? Why have you become a spokesperson, a porte-parole, for the history of the Laurentides, the Laurentians?
Well, of course, when you live in a small village like this one here, we were here in 1975. There were just about 1,500 people living here. And when you have a good job in this world with the Canadian government, you're known as a public person automatically. So everybody asks you to do things. So when I was asked to write the history of this village, I was first asked to write in the local paper on the history of houses, which was a pretext for me to speak about people, about humanities.
We're sitting beside a beautiful river called the Rivière du Nord, and there's a very special spot just outside here that I think you've written about. And what's it called?
Oh, la légende du Parc des Amoureux.
The legend of the Park of the Lovers, or Lover's Park. Can you talk to me about that legend?
Yes, I can. Of course. Well, it is this young women near the 1879 years, was living at the Lac Parquet, the first place where people colonized this country here. Her father was the owner of the mill near the river here, and there was Indian Reserve not far from here. So this young Indian was coming to see employees of Mr. Belil, who was the owner of the mill, and they were grounding.
Grinding?
They were grinding du grain.
The wheat and grain?
That's correct. And the meunier was delivering to the Indian people the result of his work. And the little girl, she was just about 18 years of age. She was going with his father, with her father, to deliver at the Lac à la Truite, Trout Lake, the product of the work of her father. And she saw this young Indian. They both fell in love without speaking to each other. But the following day, the young Indian was coming to the mill to see the little girl, but she wasn't there. She was teaching. She was 16, around 16 years of age. She was at the Lac Parquet. At the school, it was not a public school. It was, the school was in the houses of people. And then they met once, they met twice, and one day they had to separate. But this is the legion. If you read in my book, you can tell more about the legion. And when the time came that they wanted to get married, and there was a huge ceremony organized by the chief Indian, who was the father of the young Indian. And the Indian women, they dressed the girl, Angeline was the name, they dressed the girl with pearls, Indian pearls and crosses, because they were all Christian and Catholic by that time. And they were engaged in a special ceremony at the Lac à la Truite Trout Lake. That is at Saint-Agathe-des-Monts. And a few years later, they had to separate, and Angeline went to Lachine, Canal Lachine, you know?
Near Montreal.
Near Montreal, and she entered in a congregation.
Into a convent, she became a nun.
She became a nun. And reading in this legend, you will find the answer to my question.
So I'm to guess who that woman was. And so it is a land of passion, a land of love. And in Quebec, the Laurentides, the Laurentians, are also known as les pays d'en haut. And I've been searching for how to best translate that into English. It's almost impossible. The best I can come up with is the highlands. But les pays d'en haut has a very special emotional meaning for the people of Quebec. Can you tell me what les pays d'en haut means to the people of Quebec?
Well, I must say that this name was given by the Montreal people who were coming to the Pays d'en haut, which means that there were highlands, mountains. This is the only translation that we can recall. And I think you've done quite a fine translation of les Pays d'en haut, the highlands.
But it also suggests pure nature. It suggests a kind of pride, I think, of the people who settled here. Why was this land so important to the people of Quebec? What happened here?
Do you have 5 or 6 hours for this interview? I'll give it to you and deliver something, but I would have to call upon my very expertise friend's answer to this particular question. It's too profound for an amateur like me.
How about this? What if I invite all our listeners and all our readers to come and talk to you and your collègue and your confrère and consoeur and all the people of the Laurentides. Not just talk to them, but come and experience it. Is that the way you get to know the Laurentides?
This is the way they will learn about our little village, to come and sit near the river and feel the nature.
I think that village is a village they've already visited in their own way. I think it is a universal village. It just happens to be in one of the most beautiful places in America. Mr. Paul, I thank you very much for this.
If you feel, Bob, that you are yourself un monde à part, a world apart, come and see us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.